This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thank you so much for listening. First, President Trump had to clean house and get rid of discredited National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. And then he had to find someone to take the job, made less attractive by the apparent combativeness of the president last week. He got some no's, including from the retired and well-regarded Vice Admiral Robert Harward. But President Donald Trump announced on Monday that Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster will take on the role as National Security Advisor.
He's a man of tremendous talent and tremendous experience. I watched and read a lot over the last 2 days. He is highly respected by everybody in the military, and we're very honored to have him.
He's a familiar name, but who exactly is General McMaster? Lieutenant General H.R. Herbert Raymond McMaster is a West Point graduate who earned a Silver Star for Battlefield during the 1991 Gulf War, and that's an eon ago. But he is well regarded for his tactics at first ignored by his commanders, but which proved their effectiveness on the ground after the U.S. invasion of Iraq.
I'd just like to say what a privilege it is to be able to continue serving our nation. I'm grateful to you for that opportunity, and I look forward to joining the national security team and doing everything I can to advance and protect the interests of the American people.
He's back in the thick of it now. George Packer, a staff writer at The New Yorker, first wrote about General McMaster in 2006. Welcome to The Takeaway, George.
Good to be with you, John.
What kind of general is he? Is he a tactician? Is he a manager? What are we getting here?
He's a thinker. I met him in a place called Tal Afar in northwestern Iraq early in 2006, and I knew him for two things. One was he had written a book for his doctorate at University of North Carolina called Dereliction of Duty, and it's quite a good book. It's about the failure of the Vietnam-era generals to stand up to the civilians in the Pentagon and in the White House and say that the strategy can't succeed, even though they knew it couldn't. So it's a kind of j'accuse of military irresponsibility and failure of moral courage. Then when I met him, he himself was just in the thick of trying to carry out what came to be widely known as counterinsurgency tactics and strategy in Tal Afar. And he was really the first. He was a colonel then. He commanded the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment, and he was the first real implementer of counterinsurgency in Iraq. He was way ahead of the curve, and he was doing it in the teeth of Donald Rumsfeld's disapproval of the whole idea that we were even fighting an insurgency in Iraq. So he was standing up to Rumsfeld and was quite willing to be critical of Rumsfeld off the record. And so in some ways was learning the lessons of his own book and applying them to Iraq and with some success. So he was quite an impressive and thoughtful colonel then, general now.
Within the Pentagon hierarchy, he was something of an insurgent. I mean, he was a part of a whole intellectual force on counterinsurgency that rode this wave in Iraq. But I'm wondering how relevant that is now. And are we getting the tactician McMaster? Are we getting the disruptor McMaster? Or are we getting some sort of manager of chaos McMaster? Because it's a whole different situation now.
Yeah, that's my question, too. To be National Security Advisor means you have the entire world of problems on your plate every day. You have to be able to think geostrategically, to develop a close relationship with a president who in this case demands loyalty and may have a different idea every day of what the United States should be doing in a given situation. And he also has to be an honest broker of what the department heads and principals in around the government in national security think. You have to be able to give the president a range of options coming out of the top of the government. So it's an incredibly complicated job. Very few people succeed at it. And he is coming out of an entirely military tradition in which he's had this great tactical success. He is innovative. He has the courage to stand up to the people above him. So much so that he almost didn't get promoted to general at all. It took three tries,
right.
It was finally David Petraeus who secured the promotion. But he had made enough enemies above him that he nearly had to retire out as a colonel.
Well, what are the Chinese to make of this counterinsurgency expert as national security advisor? How much expertise does General McMaster have outside of these areas where he's well known and famous?
Well, counterinsurgency is not going to be applicable to much of what he does.
Right.
We perhaps in Afghanistan, although even there we're down to about 5,000 troops, and this is nothing like counterinsurgency. So it's more the pattern of thinking that has allowed him to see the facts on the ground and adjust to them, and not to be too hidebound or too hierarchical and bureaucratic to understand what's going on and figure out what needs to be done. You know, at times when I was talking to him in Iraq, I felt that he had almost memorized counterinsurgency, and it had become something of a dogma. And that makes me wonder whether there will be other dogmas to come. He also has a lot of confidence in American power and our ability to solve problems. And it may be that 10 years on, our ability to solve problems has diminished because the problems have changed and we've changed. So he was a fellow for many years. I think he still is at the International Institute of Strategic Studies in London, which means that he's been around people who are thinking at the global level, and he's been thinking at the global level while staying within the structure of the military. I think he's a very good choice. I admire him. I like him. He's fun to be around. He's lively. He's an original. But he's going into what strikes me as being an almost impossible situation and taking on this job in the Trump White House.
George Packer, thanks so much. Staff writer at The New Yorker, talking about the new National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And let's leave you with the words of McMaster talking in somewhat indecipherable, opaque jargon about the future wars.
I think one of the things that we learned from previous efforts to develop future force capabilities was that the way we go about thinking about future war is just as important as really the thoughts that are captured in the document. Because really, what we believe our Army has to be able to do in the future and how we're going to operate in the future really rests in large measure on what the force thinks and how the force is thinking about the problem of future armed conflict and our Army's role.
That's General H.R. McMaster in 2014 discussing a Army operating concept of the future of war.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.